This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
He's just not the answer long term. The whole supporters who, you know, the fellow Ant we had on the show, other fans have kind of said that he, they were amazed he stayed in the Championship. So I think that tells you, all you need to know. Archie Julian, thoughts on Bradshaw? I do like Tom Bradshaw. I do think this will be the last we see of him, though, in terms of this season. I don't think he's going to stay much beyond, because we probably need to find more goals. Last season, he was very, very good, but it's one season out of five or six. And I just think we need a little bit better. But an excellent servant and someone who has given us everything.
I think you're probably right there. I think tomorrow there'll be, and it gives me an option to play your video now, Stephen, as well, you see. But I do think tomorrow there will be a lot of this.
Honestly, how many times is that going to be sung in the ground tomorrow?
Oh, untold. I think it'll probably be, as soon as someone sees him walking across the car park, it'll probably be sung. You know what I mean? I think it will be sung all over the place tomorrow, mate.
That moment, again, going back to Southampton quickly, when he come out the tunnel and obviously ran towards us and everyone started to chant the song, which is obviously he loves it. He got the crowd going. But at home, he's going to step out of that tunnel and it's just going to hit him. It's going to be unreal. It is going to be unreal.
Yeah, I think it's probably going to be emotional for him.
Yeah, I do. I mean, he said, didn't he, that his wife and his kids will be there. He's, you know, probably other family members and whatnot as well. I really hope that, again, I don't want to get too ahead of ourselves, and it is still another game of Championship football. I just hope that the players give Harris, they give James, because obviously he'll be there tomorrow. I just hope they give them a performance and give them an upturn at home. You know, it's been so poor recently, and you know everyone needs to. Okay, fair enough, Wayne.
Just my opinion.
I just hope the players really give Harris, even that comment threw me there. I hope they give Harris everything and they give him a performance to be proud of. And you know, I'm just trying to get on my just trying to get the fixtures tomorrow. So Huddersfield play Leeds. That looks to be quite a tough fixture for them. Rotherham, Sheffield Wednesday. You'd think Sheffield Wednesday are going to get another point. QPR travel to Leicester. Can't imagine them getting too much there. Stoke, Middlesbrough, Plymouth, Ipswich, Birmingham, Southampton. All of these teams, all the teams around us, I say Bayern, Sheffield Wednesday, are playing sides where it's going to be tough for them to get a result. A win tomorrow for us would be huge. Breathing space going to Blackburn on Tuesday would be absolutely massive for us. Yeah. So, guys in the chat, Again, I don't know how long we'll be going to try and rustle up some more Millwall content for you all. Mickey, I'll ask you, and then guys, if you can put it in there as well. Can I have a score prediction for tomorrow? And can I have Millwall's first goal scorer, please?
Fleming and 4-0.
Wow. 4-0. Jesus. Put a bet on that. I think Fleming as well. I think, you know,
I'm exactly the same as Fing. And I hope that it proves me wrong. It wasn't the fact that I was against Harris. It was the fact of if Harris coming back was for all the right business reasons, and it's proved it from Southampton, and it's all the right reasons that way. But on a sentimental process, my biggest fear was that potentially he could risk his thing. And the thing is that he probably won't, because what the club's done to him is exactly what they did when Polotwak was here, wasn't it? Left it too late.
Yeah, that's the difference. Harris took over a ship that had sunk, basically. And Harris almost dug us out of that hole, but we were dead and buried. He had too much of a job to take on. This time, he's come in, and I know it was only a point, and it's still only a point, but he had time, and I think that's the difference. Chris Brown, that's real. It's interesting. There's quite a few people that are saying that I think a lot of people are confident that Millwall are going to win the game tomorrow. Alex saying 2-2. I'm not sure about that. I'm always
3-0, 2-0, 2-0, 3-1, 2-0.
Obafemi next is first. That's interesting. Now, I think you've got to, but the best thing about that. The best thing about that, hello, Anthony. Good evening, lads. You guys going Blackburn?
Yeah, Tuesday. They are. Anthony, yes. They're going to Manchester as well, mate. So if you're about or you want to give them some free food in your pizza restaurant, let them know and they'll come and find you, mate.
They
are looking at going out in Manchester afterwards. Stephen, Omar and Ben. You will see Stephen on Friday. He will be on the show as a man, because I think no matter where he is right now in life, mate, spending the evening out on the party with Omar and Ben will change him.
Be all right. Be all right. Be all right. Me and Omar are travelling up on Tuesday, meeting Ben. So we will be there at Blackburn, Anthony. Anyone else, come and say hello. Back to tomorrow. Yeah, you can have a keyring, mate. I think that's it. This comment there, getting a bit worried now. Whenever the fan base feels confident, it doesn't always go to plan. And this is the big thing. 2 weeks ago, none of us, we were all saying, oh, we might get a draw, or we might sneak this, we might sneak that. This is the Harris effect. All the comments, apart from Alex, who said 2-2, but I can understand why. But everyone's saying 2-0, 3-0, 4-0, 4-1. Everybody's, the whole mindset of the club has changed. So, we just have to be careful that if it isn't going our way tomorrow or Watford score, that we still have to back the plan and back Harris and back the players. It's not going to be all over. The team won't fold under Harris like they were under Edwards, but we can't just expect to turn up tomorrow and win.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. I get that completely. Did I post it rightly? So the playlist for tomorrow then is... Oh, no, that's the wrong... Oh, this is the one what was his name's given, is it? Ready to War. Oh, yeah, I think it's... No, pre-match playlist. Going for Girls, Finn Lizzie. And that's not the right one, is it? Yeah, it is. So She's So Lovely, Scouting for Girls. The Boys Are Back in Town, Finn Lizzie. Teenage Kicks, The Undertone, Beautiful Day, You Two, Take Me Out, First Ferdinand, How Deep Is Your Love, Calvin Harris, Kids of America, Kim Wilde, Part Life, Let Me Entertain You, Hello, Oasis, Stevie, Casby, fucking hell, Town called Malice of Jam, and then London called in the Clash. I wouldn't necessarily pick that in that order, to be fair, but yeah.
No, but I wouldn't pick a lot of those songs in general, to be honest with you.
I wouldn't have picked, I probably wouldn't have picked that Oasis song, to be fair.
To be fair, they just keep rolling around the same ones, don't they? And I think this is the thing with that playlist. It was a great idea on the odd occasion for the odd game when you had a big playoff game or a cup game or something like that. But doing it every week, the same songs just get recycled. I mean, I don't get me wrong, I've replied a couple of times with a couple of options. But I just... I don't know. They just recycle just random stuff. No, not for me.
I mean, yeah, you see, to me, right, a playlist is you're looking to infuse the crowd. You want sing-along songs, don't you? Right? So you want songs what are going to get people in. So Daydream Believer, it'll always be Cheer Up Mark McGee.
Mm.
Oh, well, you know, it'll be songs like there. So you want songs to get the crowd on side and start singing. And the problem is that, you know, they're doing that, but where they're finishing up is, you know, A Town Called Malice and London Calling.
Yeah, that's the really, standard.
Yeah, but they're not standard. Really, yeah, but they're not really a crowd singing song. I mean, they've missed Hey Jude off there, played at full volume, but obviously... That's exactly what it is.
I do like London's Calling. There was a comment. Peter.
Do we let him in?
Peter Sullivan. Stephen, did you get my message on X? I didn't, Peter. I haven't had anything from you. Just send me a message and I've not had anything. Try again, mate.
You can email him at Stephen, spelt the correct way, at thatmillwallpodcast.co.uk. Are we going to do that? Yeah, look. Don't tell him he's on. Hello?
I thought, oh, it's a bit too late. I thought, oh, look, they might not. They might just run with it, and I'll just sit and listen in the background. But no, here we are.
No, you're right.
How many Red Bulls you had?
Zero, mate. Look, Walter. Zero, so I'm mellowed. I notice you've been on the bottle of water as well, Stephen.
Absolutely. After being accused of all sorts last week.
The blasphemy.
I know.
Evening, chat. Evening, Mick. Evening, Stephen.
Evening, fella. You're all right. Good evening, Jay. Yeah, so, what's the weather forecast for tomorrow? Dry, hang around.
No, it's not. It's going to belt down. Yeah, it's going to belt down most of the day, I think.
Yeah, it's not going to be very nice tomorrow. But that suit us. That suit us, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Hostile atmosphere, shit weather. You know, the fans, as you said, I've been reading in the chat, you know, the fans buzzing again for the first time in a while. Could make for a nice, horrible day for Watford, hopefully.
Sorry, Mickey. You've just gone past that. That comment.
I'm never that on comment. The
spot. No. That one. Go that one's brilliant.
We're till midnight. You ain't. I'm making a very late cameo appearance to keep the Friday night alive.
We're due for about another 20 minutes, maybe.
Till five to midnight.
We're here till midnight. I love that. That's brilliant.
So
they've all looked at it and gone, oh, for fuck's sake. I've been watching this while I get ready for bed.
Look, it's just about to say the Stranglers, always the sun, then Jay pops up. Shall I bring my drum? You can, mate. It might get fucking.
Oh, yeah.
We should play some Elton John and drown it out with a monk chant.
Jay, you love a drum.
They do. You probably commented, but I'm not going to scroll, mate. I'm not going to scroll back. What was your prediction for tomorrow and first goal scorer?
I think Obafemi's going to nick it. Yeah, I think Obafemi's going to get one.
Oh, of course he did, yeah.
I liked some of the stuff he did at Coventry and, you know, and early on in the game at Southampton. Hopefully he's a bit fitter or got over his illness. But Harris seems to like him. So I think with his physicality, I think he'll nick one tomorrow. I think 2-0.
It's just, I'll be honest with you. I, I never said my. I think I'll go 2-0 as well. I think Fleming first goal scorer. I just think I don't care who scores. If we go ahead tomorrow, it'll be special. It'll be special.
Yeah, I think so. I think
it'll be really emotional for Neil when he comes out and that crowd picks him, you know, sees him come out and it will just go absolutely fucking Gary. And I think that's when the Watford fans will suddenly realise what the Den is all about. Because I think possibly for the last 3 or 4 seasons, visiting teams haven't really felt what the Den is capable of. And I think tomorrow they will feel what the Den is capable of tomorrow, without a shadow of a doubt.
Oh, 100%.
I think the crowd will be a little bit different tomorrow as well, because we've sold out some big games. But you get a lot of people that, you know, come over from abroad, or as people, like, I don't like to call them day trippers, because, you know, there's a lot of Millwall fans that don't make a lot of the games for various reasons that are not their fault. But I think we'll see a lot of older fans who were fans of Harris, who watched Harris play. I think we'll see a more Millwall crowd tomorrow than we've seen for other games that we've sold out, for instance. Not the fact that it's Leeds United or something at home we sell out. The fact that it's Harris coming back, I think we'll see a proper Millwall crowd, and it's going to be electric, to say the least.
Absolutely. Oh, damn, Rick fucking is off again. You'll fucking be mad. He's only a short fella, mate. Don't worry. Do you know what I mean? Now, that would be a good tune. I might have to play with that. That would be a good... The 18-12 overture with Millwall clips running through it, Millwall goal scoring coming through it, cool. Some of the big bits coming up, because and it's copyright free because it's so old.
I mean, I know you mentioned it already, but what is that playlist all about? No one's going to turn up till 3:10 tomorrow until that. So no one's going to take their seats, because that playlist is horrific.
I think,
as I said,
it needs to be sing along songs from, you know, start it slow and then bring it up. But the problem is that it comes into a couple of sing-alongs, but I wouldn't necessarily have put the Oasis song in there. I'd have chosen another one. And then it suddenly just stops with A Town Like Malice. And then I know London Calling, Town Like Malice is always played, but you just suddenly, whatever you've built up through Let Them Entertain You, etc., you suddenly stop it dead with the end ones, where realistically, you want to be going all the way up to, 3:57 or whatever it is, 3:45 before the players come out doing all the tunes, and then hit it with Let Them Come.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then while they're having their pictures taken or whatever, then, you know, you play maybe London's Calling. But I don't really think London's Calling is ours, really.
Fulham play it quite a lot. All the London clubs, I imagine, but, and you know,
why. I must admit, I actually like London's Calling. Oh. I do like it. I do like that they have that as part of the playlist. But as I said, for the big games, yeah, okay, fair enough. But for every home game, it just seems a little bit. It seems a bit.
They play it outside by the bus as well, the DJ, and then you play it when you go in the ground a little bit. I can see where the novelty of it wears off a little bit. I would like it to be changed up a little bit inside the ground. That's interesting what Daz is there about the, you know, when we score, you know, the music not playing.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
But I mean, we don't really score much at the moment, so I can't really remember if it was at home then before.
I mean, that's what, wouldn't that be a better song?
Yeah, but that, the thing is, it's a great song, but it has been played before. People pick it all the time. I'll be honest with you. I don't care what songs they're playing when I'm sitting around talking about the football or when I've chatting to your mates and stuff. I really don't care.
And it's not as many songs as you think, because most songs are 5 minutes or whatever. But I would look at, you know, even if they're 3 minute ones, you're looking at 10 songs, whatever. But I would put a playlist together. I don't think Paul or Spencer's in the chat tonight. But I would get a mix of 25 minutes or so and keep with that, where you just literally infuse that crowd up. Because that's all what music's about. Music's about creating a journey and pushing you on. And, you know, when I was DJing, if you suddenly, you know, you play a song in the middle, what's suddenly going to have people sitting down and, you know, not really tapping their feet or singing along to it in that sort of environment? It will just kill it. Just, do you know what I mean? It just suddenly
kills
everything you've built up from Let Me Entertain You and everyone singing the wrong words and everything else to it, to suddenly go, oh, there's a town full of malice. Off you go.
Yeah, the order it's in, I think, is, you know, if that's the order, yeah, it does sort of it is like having a vodka Red Bull, in it one speeds your heart rate up, the other slows it down, doesn't it? So it's a bit like, hang on, where are we going?
I would play the youngsters, you know, the under 23s or whatever, when they're done in the FA or the under 18s in the Youth Cup. I'll play that penalty shootout, mate, with an overlay, and then show what it meant to them to thingy me.
Yeah,
no, 100%.
Or Harris's. I'll tell you another one. Harris's goals against Watford when the team lifted him up. Now, that would suddenly...
They do play that on the ball, don't they? Because when they play the...
Before the
players come out and they show that, you know, war cry video of some of the goals. Harris's goal is in there. He's got a couple in there, actually.
Mm. What's his name's in there as well? Dan from the show, mate, at Plymouth. And on that clip, I think. Entrance, sitting free.
Do you think a big thing will be made of Harris come back? Do you think there'll be like some sort of, he comes onto the pitch over the tannoy, welcome back, Neil, and he walks out and claps? Did you think there'll be any of that tomorrow?
Harris, I'll tell you why they won't, because he won't have it. No. There's no way in hell he'll have that. He might have been asked.
Yeah. I reckon there will. I reckon.
No way.
I can see there being it will be from the man in the sky, and it will be,
ladies and gentlemen, welcome back, your Millwall legend, the one and only Neil Harris.
Oh, I'll leave straight away. No, I think he'll do what he did, not to the extent of Southampton, but I think he'll take about 3 or 4 feet onto the pitch and just clap all around the stands and. And that'd be it. I don't think he likes that sort of attention that much, to be fair. That's how he comes across. I think he likes to be appreciated, and he likes to just deal with, you know, little claps here and there, but I don't think he wants to make the day about him.
Didn't they do a Millwall song?
No idea.
17 going under Sam Fender. Murder on the Cold Blow Lane.
Yeah. that song is that murder.
Imagine if they make a big show of Harris returning and we lose. That's it.
Yeah, they can't do that. They can't do that.
I mean, look, the only reason I say that, right, is look all week at what they're putting out. You know, the comments about Harris, you know, like unbelievable atmosphere, brought goosebumps. They are pushing the PR train, and they will milk it, because look at what it was before. They've got an end of season dinner to make sure they're paying for, to make sure that they're going to be able to fill. They've got exec boxes. They've got all the, because I reckon when Edward was there, all of that revenue's gone. Blah, 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 blah. Mm. And now they want to obviously bring it all back in. And yeah, I can see the PR train rolling out. Hopefully they won't do it if Harris. I was obviously taking the piss. But I wouldn't put it past them. I heard the club has brought Michael Buff. I love that fella, but I can't believe you're not allowed to say that. I am not allowed to read that out or even do that in an impersonation.
No, he's copyrighted. That's
copyrighted, isn't it? Yeah.
Copyrighted and trademarked. I could, in theory, get a copyright strike from YouTube for doing his impersonation of going out. How bad is that?
I know. Apparently, just on a Mill related topic, apparently Jed Wallace was asked in his post match conference this evening after their game about the new chairman at West Brom, and he used the opportunity to pay a tribute to John Berylson.
Did he really?
Yes, apparently so. I've just seen a few tweets about it. I don't know. I haven't seen it. I don't know what was said, but yeah.
Fair play to him. I think Jed Wallace really did enjoy playing it. I just thought it was all about football for Jed Wallace. I don't think he left with any malice in his heart.
I don't think there was malice in his heart for John. No.
And he's proven that when he drove down here after, you know, he sadly passed, he was straight down the motorway, wasn't he? So I still have a little soft spot for Jed Wallace. I still welcome him back.
He jumped on the train I can't think who he come down with, but he come down with someone else.
For what?
For the remembrance thing.
I thought he come on his own, but
I thought he'd come with someone else.
Fair play to him, though. He doesn't have to. Do you know what I mean? He's already said his piece about how much he respects John. So the more he does it, just shows how much admiration he still does have for the club and what sort of owner Berylson was as well to players.
Berylson was an owner that you probably will never ever see again.
No, I don't think so. Definitely not in this football club, anyway.
He was firm. He was, you know, a full-on businessman. He can have the mean streak and everything else. But I think the thing what he magically managed to do, considering one, what his stature is and how successful and everything else he's been in his life and the money and this, that and the other, he could have quite happily got down to the den early, sat upstairs in the exec lounge and all that. But he used to walk around and he never bought security. He never walked around with security. And he just literally, anyone who met him was a friend. He gave that impression. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. If it's the first time he's ever met you and the only time he'd ever met you, you would feel that he is your friend. It was superb. I liked John. I thought John was good. Was good. Right. Anything else you want to say, young men, before we go? So you've done your predictions. You've done your prediction.
Oh, actually, Jay, I don't know if you did your team earlier. How many changes, if any, do you think Harris will make to the 11 that started at Southampton?
See, this is interesting because listening to some of Harris's comments, he said he's not afraid to change it up, you know, playing at home, playing away. He's going to assess the opponent. I just think he'll go after Watford tomorrow being at home. I don't think we'll see it was almost like a flat 4-4-1-1 against Southampton more than anything. I think we'll see maybe a traditional 4-4-2 or maybe a proper 4-2-3-1. I think Casper could come in. I think, as much as I love Billy Mitchell, and you all know I love Billy Mitchell, I think Billy Mitchell is an away player. Yeah, do you not know me? I've said it before. I think Billy Mitchell away from home is perfect. I think when you want to get after teams, I think Casper might fit that role better. I think Longman plays because he spoke about Longman quite a lot about having that balance of pace to attack and defend. I think Longman will probably play, but the back five stays.
Mate, honestly, you've had it now. You've had it.
Replying to Andrew,
I think Casper comes in and I think Obafemi scores.
Yeah, that's it. Andrew, I don't know. I think they're two completely different people. John was
very much
wrapped up in Millwall, whole part and parcel. I think James, what I see with James is I think James is more of a business, of a businessman. And I think that he probably wants to know the inner workings of the club more so than what his dad did. His dad just left the inner sides to others. And I think that he will do that. But I think that will be beneficial because I think then he will look at where we need to be to push forward. What do we need to do to push forward? So, I think the next couple of years will be worthwhile.
For the benefit of anybody listening as a podcast, Chris Brown, can we drag this out till midnight to see if Jay turns into a gremlin? Stop.
Chris is calling.
He's brilliant. I tell you what though, he's been on at me. He's been messaging me today. I've got a key ring for you, Chris. Just for your comments tonight, I might give you a second one. I don't know yet, but Mickey, you
asked.
This one.
Hey.
I have got something else I want to say. I'm trying not to push this too much, like what I was doing with the gaming thing. But I am running a.
He hasn't noticed it. He's not on the screen.
I am running a raffle for Byron Webster's signed shirt. If you're interested, Mickey will put the link to buy raffle tickets online. All money goes to Mind. You've completely thrown me there, Mickey, by taking me off the screen. But
it's funny because as I took you off the screen, I said to Jay, I said, how long do you think he's going to notice that you ain't on the screen? And you were putting it up, showing it, and I went,
yeah
you know.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, Dan Riggs will probably buy his shirt, mate. But yeah,
well, he's bought a couple of tickets. But anyway, I'll get my own back and kick him off the screen. So
I love that. I've
got the extra button to actually.
It's a good job. I've got some. I can take it. I do agree to some extent. I've narrowed it down.
Give me a second one, you lovely bloke. This one's
out.
Fan club,
yeah. But yeah, actually, just on that, on the Byron one. Webster shirt, I will get the link in description. If you'd like to buy raffle tickets for it, they're £5 a go. Please, if you would like to enter it, please do so.
There you go. Dan Riggs has got your Red Bull for tomorrow, Jay.
Blue bus, mate. I'll meet you there.
There you go. You see,
Mickey, so, have you got any final words? And he wonders why, Jay. He wonders why us two did the talking last week. Because when we put him on the spot, it's dead silence and nothing.
I've got words. I mean, I don't know if I ever haven't really. What to sit there and say? Still love the new text for it, Mickey. Please explain how you done it. What text format? What this?
It does look that it looks different, and because that was black, wasn't it? The text or the background, but now it's white. It looks quite. It's easier to read.
Yeah,
I haven't changed anything. If you go up to the top here, so if we go onto the band and go at the top, we can change it to like look. You can have that one.
Oh, okay.
That one.
No, the black one is harder to read. Yeah. That's better than white, yeah. Also, one other thing just from me. I think Peter as well, if you're still in the chat, you said that you sent me an email. I haven't had anything come through yet or I haven't had anything on Twitter. And can you try again for me, whatever it is that you want to send me? Just
cricket
just try again for me.
Thanks for that. Mickey just wants to tell us all. He wished he had hair. Spoiler alert. No, I don't. Listen, I'm bald, mate. I'm happy being bald, mate. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, go fuck yourself, fucking Dan. You know what I mean? I will lookalikes of Shrek, Margaret Rutherford, and Derek Jacobi. Fuck me. So, who's Shrek?
Yeah,
who's Shrek?
Who's Margaret Rutherford? I love that. And who's Derek Jacobi?
Who's who? I've got a look at these.
Yeah, look, that's the best one. Look, see, looks professional for an ex fan on a board. Yeah, there we go.
Oh, mate, we're not going anywhere yet until Steve. Huh?
I love that.
Derek Jacobi. Who do you think that looks like?
That's me. I know that means me.
Oh, is it? Right.
A million percent,
That's what I would have probably gone for. Now, Margaret Rutherford is either me or Stephen.
Actually, I could be either one here for fun.
Stephen Bevan, come on, put us out of our misery. We're not going to come back.
Listen. Margaret Rutherford isn't great for me, but I would absolutely take that 100% over Shrek. 100%. Shrek is not a good... That's not a good look for you, mate. It's just not.
I'll be quite happy with Derek Jacobi.
Mate, I'm on lag really badly, by the way. I've just waited... There we go. Yeah, I'm in about a four-second delay. Oh, look. It had to be, didn't it?
Oh.
There we
go. This one now. Caspian, Hasbulla, and Buzz Lightyear.
Who's that? Kets.
Oh, wait for the reaction. She's yours, Stephen.
Hasbulla and Buzz fucking Lightyear. Jesus, I love that.
Right.
Clem. Balding? What?
What? Right, listen, we're going. Oh, right, God. Right, we're going, but Sunday night we will be back, and Sunday night we will have a game of looky likeies.
I tell you now, we ain't having no game, mate. We ain't having no game.
Whoever does it the best, I will give you a prize. Whoever gets it looking spot on, rather than calling me fucking Shrek, but whoever gets it spot on, will.
And can we? I tell you what. We'll do that, but not the same things. Yeah. No. Not the same things that we get all the time. Someone out of the box.
Something different.
Yeah, someone different out of the box. No, it could be. I don't care if it's animated, whatever, but not the usual stuff that we get sent and said to us all the time. So just try and think outside the box, someone else.
Okay. We're done?
Well, I'm... Oh,
giddy up and get away. Oh, we're going Millwall, how we're going today. Here we go. Oh, we're rocking all over the day.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.